what Prince Hamlet could have said had he been reading the Book of Leviticus. In Act 5, Scene 1, the gravedigger throws up the skull of a courtier and then that of a lawyer, at which point, I propose, Hamlet says to his closest friend, "Horatio, you know that I want to be religious, but I find the laws in the Book of Leviticus ridiculous and utterly superfluous to fears of myself, my mother, and Uncle Claudius. A gecko or chameleon should not be eaten, and if a man delights in another man as if with woman, it is an abomination. Their blood will be upon them. But for one such as Claudius, who has slept with his brother's wife, what is the punishment? Horatio, you know that I want to be religious, but I find the laws in the Book of Leviticus supercilious, the implications insidious, like a speech by a courtier such as Lord Polonius. A priest should be perfect, no woman, flat-faced person, dwarf or amputee can perform his ministry, nor must he marry a widow, a whore, or a divorcee. So I have shunned Ophelia, his daughter who loved me. Horatio, you know that I want to be religious, and I find the courtiers here in Elsinore somewhat like the priests of the Mosaic law when they categorise me as a lovesick madman to be banished as a goat to the land of a demon, or skewered on an altar as a sacrificial ram. I am Prince Hamlet of Denmark, a son of man, crawling like a mole between earth and heaven, fearing love and friendship, treachery and betrayal. Clouds appear as a camel, a weasel, then a whale. Leviticus warns against communion with the dead, but my father talks in the battlements of my head. I reply with soliloquies devoid of law. My words have become both hawk and handsaw. It's because I want to be religious that I see him, my father, loud and tactless, an angry Yahweh demanding vengeance on his brother's guile, my mother's silence. If I live by the categories in the Book of Leviticus, I will be powerless, friendless, and sexless. So I'll feed on its airs like a subtle chameleon and blend my plans with the colours of season. Horatio, I do not know if Prince Fortinbras of Norway is religious, but his captains say that he is judicious, conscious of his courtiers' laws and conditions, but true to his love, his friends, and ambitions. I will approach him with a new proposition. We ally and secure our rightful successions, finding love and power in our own ripe lands, not as geckos before adders fanged, but as kings. Now, here is a law for all lawyers and courtiers, those Christians who judged like Levite priests. There are more kinds of life in earth and sea than you may categorize in a legal philosophy.